Central Coast University is home to a groundbreaking new national effort to prevent deaths and injuries on college campuses due to things like alcohol, drugs, and hazing. It's an effort which sadly was born from tragedy. In 2008, 18-year-old Kaysen Starkey was rushing a fraternity at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo when what was intended to be hazing turned deadly.
A couple weeks into his first quarter at Cal Poly, he decided to join a fraternity. He joined Sigma Alpha Epsilon shortly after Thanksgiving. They had initiation where he was given huge amounts of alcohol to drink in a limited amount of time, and they put him on a mattress, thought he would just pass out and wake up the next day, and that's not what happened.
Julia and Scott Starkey decided they didn't want their son's death to be in vain, so they created Aware Awake Alive, a nonprofit organization aimed at educating college students about alcohol poisoning. While the family was from Texas, they sold their family business and moved to San Luis Obispo to run the campaign.
We kicked off here in 2011 with our new website and our videos and our posters and everything. And I remember just being so proud and happy saying, you know, if this doesn't go any further than right here, I feel really good about it. And it's gone so much further.
As their efforts continued to spread to other colleges, they also noticed some of the other problems impacting students on campuses.
It's not just hazing and alcohol poisoning. We became very moved by all these incidents of sexual assault that have been in the news.
Now, Aware Awake Alive has grown into, with us, the National Network for Peer Accountability. It's a new center based at Cal Poly, intended to be a national clearinghouse for research and resources related to alcohol and drug abuse, sexual assault, hate crimes, and other violence on college campuses.
We want to pull together and collaborate with all of the different bystander intervention programs that exist around the country. We want to fill a gap, bringing research to this effort that shows how programs work, how successful they are in changing students' behaviors and attitudes, and what changes in behavior students actually have undertaken as a result of learning about how to intervene and help their friends and their peers when they're in unsafe and dangerous situations.
Keith Humphrey, who's Cal Poly's Vice President for Student Affairs, is also serving as the new center's first executive director.
We have used the Aware Awake Alive program at Cal Poly since their son passed away. National research that we participated in shows that our students are much more likely to intervene when one of their peers is misused alcohol or is in a dangerous situation related to overconsumption of alcohol. So we know that some of the strategies that we do here work and have positive impact on our students. We want to continue to expand that research-based focus and share that effort with the rest of the country.
Humphrey talks about more of the objectives of the new center.
We will be building out a number of signature pieces, including a national survey on bystander intervention. Colleges and universities will be able to survey their students to learn their attitudes and behaviors, see how their students compare with other students around the country and at other similarly situated universities. We will be building the clearinghouse and allowing every bystander intervention program in the country to upload their resources. We're also going to be launching a conference for students.
Scott and Julia Starkey say they're excited about the new center and see it as a major expansion of their program. They've dedicated themselves to trying to make a difference to honor their son, Connor, even though they're the first to admit it's hard to gauge the success of their efforts.
We talked about from the very beginning that we're never really going to know how many lives we save or how many horrible situations we stop, and we're okay with that. The yes part of that is that deep down inside, we know we're doing that.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.